place. Here's what you need to know. Got to let
you know. There will be a new warning system this summer to alert us to heat waves.
What?
I think this is a fantastic idea. Mm. The Bureau of Meteorology has announced the alerts will be the same as ones for bushfires, with advice, watch and act, and emergency phases. I think this is so important.
How?
People do not take the threat of heat seriously enough. We all think that we're invincible. So heat can cause severe dehydration, acute cerebrovascular accidents.
Absolutely.
And contribute to thrombogenesis,
yep.
Or other words, blood clots. So, yeah, I mean...
But if you're in that condition, surely you know. Surely
that's
you hydrate.
No, people don't, though, Spider.
No.
Even things like, okay, for example,
soon
Lulu,
they were warnings for their dogs and cats as well.
Well, they probably already exist somehow through the, you know, veterinary circles. But anyway...
Do we need a warning for everything in
yes,
life?
Yes, I think we do, because people just don't realise how dangerous it can be. Like I said, can you feel a blood clot coming on?
No, but you know it's summer, it's going to be hot, hello.
Yeah.
And winter, it's going to be cold.
I don't know,
I think I might be able to, actually, yeah.
What?
Yeah, feel a blood clot coming on.
In your leg?
No, my father used to say you're the biggest clot I've ever met.
Well, there you go. So maybe you might be the big, the test for it.
A warning if Flan's coming around to your house.
I think the good thing is, though, for schools, like, for example, Lulu yesterday, she's 15,
yep.
Year 9, they played 3 games of touch footy at school yesterday.
Whoa.
Just because... She's burnt has, and she reckons she reapplied 3 times. She could be full of it.
Yeah.
But she goes, I kept putting sun cream on. Obviously, didn't wear a hat. Now, that is not good.
Smart.
And not smart. Mm. So maybe things like this are good for a blanket rule. You know what, everyone? Get inside today. Get in the shade. Hydrate.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very, very hot day in parts. 33.7 was the official temperature in most places, but there were places on the Gold Coast where buddies of mine said their car the thermometer was registering 37 degrees,
oh,
as high as.
It's hot.
And then I was feeling for those 140 people or so that were on the train that broke down near Yatala. One of them had to have heat stroke. Obviously, they'd lose the air conditioning when the train engine breaks down.
Yep, yep.
But if I was on that train, if it broke down near Yatala Pies, I'd think that God got involved and there'd been a miracle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would have tried to break it down.
Yeah, but look, I don't want to make light of the people that were hospitalised because of heat stroke.
Oh,
so,
were they?
Yeah, one person was. They had pre-existing condition, but
okay.
Nonetheless, the heat didn't do them any good
at
all.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we may as well stay on the vibe of still some sad news. Paris Hilton's writing a memoir.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't...
And that is what you need to know.